think it will always stand as one of the high achievements of number theory.
It was magnificent.
It's not every day that you hear the proof of the century.
Well, my first reaction was, I told you so.
The Taniyama-Shimura conjecture is no longer a conjecture, and as a result, Fermat's last theorem has been proved. But is Andrew's proof the same as Fermat's?
Fermat couldn't possibly have had this proof. It's a 20th century proof. There's no way this could have been done before the 20th century.
I'm relieved that this result is now settled. But I'm sad in some ways because Fermat's last theorem has been responsible for so much. What will we find to take its place?
There's no other problem that will mean the same to me. I had this very rare privilege of being able to pursue in my adult life what had been my childhood dream. I know it's a rare privilege, but if one can do this, it's more rewarding than anything I could imagine.
One of the great things about this work is that it embraces the ideas of so many mathematicians. I've made a partial list. Klein, Fricka, Hurwitz, Hecke, Dirichlet, Dedekind.
The proof by Langlands and Tunnel.
Deligne, Rapoport, Katz.
Mazur's idea of using the deformation theory of Galois representations.
Igusa, Eichler, Shimura, Taniyama.
Frye's reduction.
The list goes on and on.
Bloch, Kato, Selmer, Frye, Fermat.